This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Swung on and hit in the air, deep center field. Harris just turns and watches. It is gone. Into the batter's eye near the waterfall to dead center field. And Kyle Schwarber has tied this game up. It's a 1-1 ball game on Schwarber's sixth of the year.
My goodness, another home run by Kyle Schwarber last night. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Abdul Carter. Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft for Abdul? I would. I would give up all 8 picks to move up and get Carter. I'm thinking second or third pick in the draft is where you have to go get this kid. I would do it. He was reluctant because of all you have to give up. I just think it's a special pass rusher.
It's a lot, man.
It's a lot, but he could be a great, great player and cheap considering the Eagles have salary cap issues moving forward. Jalen Carter, Abdul Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. That's how you build a young, great defense. All right, we'll get back to the Eagles calls and your meals. What would you have if you were the Masters winner like Scottie Scheffler last year? Your meal at the Masters, best meal we hear today, wins the $100 gift card to Sunoco. But Hugh, although the Phillies lost last night, another home run for Kyle Schwarber. That is now 6 to start the season. He has an OPS of over 1,100. He has 6 home runs. It doesn't matter if they hit him first. Doesn't matter if they hit him cleanup.
He's versatile.
It's a remarkable start for
Schwarber. He don't care where he hit.
Wow. And here's the thing that gets me. He's still unsigned. I mean, I know we're still here, and I know that season just started, but the more he does it, I just think every day between the Guerrero extension and Schwarber off to a great start, this number's not going down for the Phillies.
Well, I think what you're probably doing is letting his agent know that you want to get something done. I think that's probably the conversation that's probably being had. Now you're trying to work them numbers, man. I said initially 300
million.
300 million. But when you factor in his age and everything, the number you came up with was like what? You said 120, 150?
So I would do 3 years, 120 right now. But if he wants more years, that total.
I'm thinking probably about 150.
Might go to 150, right? Yeah. 5 times 30 is 150? I mean, the problem with waiting is you're going to get more teams to bid. If this goes to the offseason, and I know Spike the other day and Jack were arguing back and forth about the idea of just waiting. If it goes to the offseason, other teams are going to be involved. Let's hear John Heyman from the New York Post and MLB Network talking about the Schwarber situation and what he thinks ultimately is going to happen here.
Schwarber extension. I think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if that happens. I mean, that deal has worked out great for them. 4 years, $79 million. He's been really good. He's a terrific hitter, one of the best in terms of home run by percentage. He's probably not there quite with Judge or Babe Ruth, but in the top 10 all time. So give him credit. And the Phillies have signed a lot of good players through free agency.
He mentioned something there, Hugh. It's crazy when you hear it said out loud. So he's top 10 all time in at-bats per home run ratio. Like for every at-bat he has, like for every 12 or so at-bats, he hits a home run. It's like it's one of the 10
he's
best.
He's like money.
Yeah, he's right there with Jim Thome in terms of hitting home runs, in terms of his at-bats. I think he's going to age well. Like, you look at him physically and you're like, oh, he's not a great athlete, he's a DH. I don't see why he's not going to keep hitting home runs for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I kind of look at it the same way you do. Him and Marcell Ozuna are two guys, when I look at Because I talked about a couple of days ago how Marcell Ozuna had all that stuff that he had going on there in Atlanta, and how he was able to weather that storm, and it kind of quieted down for him and everything, and he's a pretty good player. DHs like that, there's not a whole lot of them out there.
You know, physically, David Ortiz didn't look like a great athlete. He hit till he was 40 years old.
Yeah.
I think Schwarber could do that. So I've been on this since the offseason. They got to get this done, and I want to get it done before we get to free agency. All right, one more thing from Schwarber that caught my attention last night. So, Hugh, they did drop Bohm in the lineup, right? We talked about it all day yesterday. We got our answer yesterday. Topper dropped Alec Bohm in the lineup. And they did put Castellanos. Did you happen to see Castellanos' stat line last night? 0 for 5.
Mm.
5 strikeouts.
Constellanos.
For Nick. So,
he's back.
Well, yeah, that wasn't great. But beyond that, the Braves walked Harper 3 times last night.
No protection.
Including one of those was intentional. Like, they're just saying, just take first base. So, I'm wondering if at some point here, Topper is going to have to just put Schwarber in the cleanup spot. You know how they've been jostling Turner, Schwarber? I wonder if they need Schwarber to protect Harper, because I think Castellanos is a better option than Bohm, but Castellanos is not exactly perfect either. If there's no protection behind Harper, no one's going to pitch to him.
Yeah, and you're talking about that, would you say that home run ratio that he got going on for him right
now?
One
of the 10 best ever.
Man, yeah, and his willingness to do whatever is needed. That's what makes him a hot commodity, is the fact that he's willing to hit wherever he needs to hit. You know, he's been the leadoff hitter for the most part for us since he's been here.
Yep.
But his ability to hit anywhere in the order that you need him to hit. And not only do that, but hit home runs is something that's invaluable right there. So, yeah, I think that you're probably going to have to do that, especially if other teams get winning. As you're going to St. Louis this weekend, we were talking about it, and hopefully Bohm would get some home cooking and sleep in his old bed, and maybe he can get back on the right side of this.
Well, it'd be nice, because last night they dropped him to 7th in the order, and Bohm took an 0 for 5 last night, so that didn't. That wasn't the cure last night to just drop him. We shall see. Phillies in St. Louis tonight. Lizardo, by the way, was really good last night. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all of this, the Schwarber situation with the contract. I want to get this done as soon as possible. He may have a 50-home-run season this year. He gets a free agency with a 50-home-run season. There's going to be a lot of teams bidding on him, and I'm just not interested in having to go to a bidding war, because that's how you end up with 6 or 7 years, right? Because you don't want to. Nobody wants to give 6 or 7 years to a guy in his 30s, but if they let him go to free agency, Hugh, someone might say, here's 6.
Oh, they're going to scoop him up.
And
no
then
question
the Phillies have
that.
To decide, do we give him 7 or do we let him go?
That's why you start negotiating now. You start letting them know now that you want to get something done before the end of the season.
Yeah, I think you have to. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. On all this, Schwarber, Phil's lost last night in extras to the Braves. They're in St. Louis tonight. And would you give up the entire draft for Abdul Carter? The more I say it, the more I'm emboldened that this is the right way to do it.
Emboldened.
And I know deep down the old pass rusher in Hugh wants Abdul Carter here. But, you know, you think too much. I think you long thought
yeah,
this.
I long thought
you it. You long
it's,
thought
it's
it.
That Abdul's what you're
awesome.
Up for him.
Get
what
him.
You're giving up for him. You're trying to give up the whole draft for one guy.
Now, I think it sounds worse than it is. Half of their picks are fifth rounders.
Whole draft one guy.
But it sounds worse than it is.
No.
Half
it's
of their picks.
Whole draft.
Half of the draft are fifth rounders.
And as expensive as eggs are, what they say, putting all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
It's a good basket, though.
Side note, I'm sorry. I did this, though.
We're doing egg talk?
What are we going to do for Easter, though, dog? Like, for real.
You're going to have to suck it up.
Eggs are expensive.
You just have to suck it up.
And all them kids that don't be fine, you better go find them damn eggs.
Don't you be losing that egg. That's expensive, that egg.
Like, I'm sorry, because I know this is a real thing for people. But when I thought about that, I'm like, damn, we got Easter right around the corner. The eggs about, like, what, $20 or something
like that? So, listen, I eggs are too expensive, and I empathize with anyone that's, you know, just struggling to make ends meet.
We're about to do the plastic when eggs for Easter. We're about to do plastic.
I'm sorry, kids. We can't die. We can't die this year. That's over.
What you mean, dye those eggs and just boil them?
We're wasting those things? No way. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? How you doing, Lamont? Hey,
what's going
David,
on, man?
What's
I forgot
on?
About that.
Hey, just before I start real quick, I got my senior softball jersey yesterday, and I got number 53.
Hey. Wow, Zach Bond.
See, Joe, you know.
I walk right into
you
that
did.
One.
You did, the new 53 in town.
I walk right into
who,
that
who used to wear 53 back in the day?
Oh,
it's a long time ago.
Yeah, Yeah, I, you know, there are like 1,000 just guys at War 53, but there's no Zach Bond.
That's right.
Nobody like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
One guy.
The bald eagle.
It's a good nickname for him.
It is. It is.
Yeah. What do you got, Dave? What do you feel? Are you ready to trade for Abdul Carter?
There's a bald bias.
All right, Jared. First off, you're just totally full of crap right now.
What does that mean?
You're a smart man, all right? And look what it did to Mike Ditka in his coaching career when he traded his whole draft.
But before you go on, Mike Ditka was taking over the Saints, who were a tire fire. The Eagles are already set up. They have a lot.
Yes, they are, but it still blew up in his face. Just like if Howie did this, it would blow up in his face, and Howie would be, you know, on the radio show with you guys instead of, you know, running an NFL organization.
He can come do that.
It's a dumb idea. Yeah. Oh. You can't just give away all those future prospects. And
half of these picks are fifth rounders.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah, it's easy.
And Abdul Carter is he's an unknown, and you can't give up all that for an unknown. It won't work.
All of the draft prospects are unknowns.
Huh?
This one's more known.
He said, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear
it. My bad, David. It was just the way you said it.
Can we take a deep breath here?
Clean your ears out.
The Saints quarterback, the year that Ditka did that, he had Heath Shuler, Billy Joe Hobert, Danny Werfel.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah.
Billy Joe Hobert.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, Billy Joe stunk. He stunk. I mean, he had nobody, and he gave his whole draft for running. We have the best team to begin with, David.
Yeah, no, we do. And that's the only valid point of this whole process that you're talking about is we do have the team, but you still can't do that, you know. And you're going on the defense as a luxury thing. You have to replace this defense with what we lost.
But I'm getting the best defensive player in the draft.
Yeah, but not one guy's not going to do it. It's a team sport.
So all right, I understand that, but I think what we're ignoring is three or four of these picks either will not be any good or will not make the team. So when I say eight draft picks, everyone's like, "Well, those eight players." Well, it's more like four. When you think about it, it's more like four.
Yeah, but if Abdul Carter was this sensational stat, he would be the consensus number one pick in the draft. He wouldn't be like, well, he's dropping to three, he's dropping to five.
Well, so that's an interesting point, David. I do think two things. One, the Titans need a quarterback, right? Quarterbacks always go. They always go number one. Quarterbacks always go this high. And then I don't think it's a sin if Travis Hunter goes over Abdul Carter. Like, Travis Hunter might be the most unique player in the NFL scene in a long time. He's going to potentially play both ways. But I get your point. He's not the consensus one, so maybe that hurts my argument a little bit. All right, David, what do you got for us for your Masters meal? What do you want?
Okay, first off, I don't consider golf a sport, so I'll go with what I'm going
get
to
lost.
Pick. Just keep that in mind. I will go with raw tofu and pork chops and applesauce for Hugh Douglas.
Raw tofu.
That's what I'm talking about. Make it uncomfortable for those snobby Masters
people. I want
tofu
to enjoy
stinks.
The meal. David, we appreciate it. I'm a vegetarian. I don't even like tofu.
Yeah,
tofu stinks. It's too chewy.
It's tofu-y.
It's tofu-y. It is. I don't like it. Now, at least Jimmy, our first person to answer this, tried. Hugh was having fun with it, but I mean, like, who's going to complain with fried chicken and mashed potatoes?
With the collard greens and the chitlins. We have pig feet.
Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese, pig feet.
You like pig feet?
Nah.
You're just trying to, you know.
I just want to make people uncomfortable.
Okay.
Trying to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to ruffle some feathers. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to wear a sweatsuit, of course. Like, you know, I'm going to break the rules.
What else would you wear to a golf tournament?
And, you know, barbecue on the front lawn.
I'm in. All right, Joe on the cell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Joe, Kyle.
What's
not
up,
too
man?
Much. I have a couple things. First off, Alec Bohm. This experiment's not going to work. I think his confidence is going down as we move him around the lineup. He just needs to hit the reset button, take some time off, get his head right, and come back ready to go.
You know, Joe,
I think
that they did the right thing yesterday by dropping him down, but that didn't even seem to get him going. They're in a bad way right now. Joe, if he struggles this weekend, I do think the next step is they're going to have to play Sosa way more, and Bohm does not just get to play every day. I mean, His batting average this opening day is remarkable how bad it's been.
And there's no way moving him around the lineup is going to make him feel any better about it. That's for sure. He needs the reset button. Absolutely.
So what is that? Is that a benching or is that AAA? Like, what's the reset?
Well, he can't go down, can he? Because he can't go down.
Put him on the bench, let him be with the team, let his teammates kind of pick him up a little bit, say, look, take this time off and come back in here and let's go.
Well, they need something because he's been abysmal. And some of it I feel bad for him because he did hit a couple balls hard last night, and it's right at someone. So even when he hits it well, it's just it's bad luck. I mean, it's that, and he's just in his head. All right, Joe, where are you on Abdul?
All in, brother.
See, now we're talking.
You, Joe.
Now we're talking, yep. Joe.
Hey, we could get a blue chip player, bring him to the team, use the rest of the money, get some veterans on that defense, and start looking to the future. He is a Philly guy for sure. He doesn't want to come off the field. He plays through pain. He's that blue collar type of guy. He's the guy we need on our team.
He to me it adds to it that he wants to be here. To me it adds to it that he's from this area. He's at the Eagles Super Bowl as
Absolutely.
A fan. Yeah, I mean, and he would love it. And I don't want to see him go play for the Browns or the Giants. He's a great player. He should be here. Joe, give us your meal, your master's meal. You won it last year. You get to pick the meal this year. What are we eating?
All right. So I'm going with the crab theme with a twist. So we're going to start off with some crab dip. We're going to do some Maryland crab soup to get it going. We're going to have blue crabs, a little bit of corn, and some twisted pita falafel.
That, you know what, Joe? That to me, that's
what
our...
you said. What was the last one? What was the last one?
Twisted pita falafel.
Falafel.
The best falafel you'll get. Yep. Mm.
To me, this is this is our most thought out one so far. Joe, good phone call. You're in
falafel.
The mix. The crab dip, the Maryland crab soup, the blue crab, the falafel at the end. I think it's our most thought out one so far. He really thought through the whole operation there. Jerry and Radnor's up. What's up, Jerry?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Jerry, what's up?
So Joe, your whole argument, you can use it against you.
Okay.
That or part of your argument that the Eagles have a cap problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting one player isn't going to help solve that cap problem. They have multiple significant players that are going to get huge contracts. You need multiple players out of the next two drafts. Keep the window open. You've got the injury issue. It just doesn't make sense. And who's to say we don't get defensive end in the fifth round? I forget the guy from the University of Cincinnati. Hugh, I forget if you played with him. Who was a 10-sack guy?
You're talking about Trent Cole.
Trent
Cole. Yeah, sorry.
No, Trent took my job. Trent took my job.
didn't mean to bring back a bad memory.
Oh,
there,
no, you're fine. It was a great memory. I mean, he was a hell of an Eagle, no question.
But, Todd Hermans was a fourth-round pick. Joe, I understand you've got to have contrarian opinions to drive discussion, but it just doesn't make sense.
I think it does. I mean, we could just view it differently, and that's okay. So you mentioned that you need all those draft picks. They have 12 next year, Jerry. I mean, it's like the concept doesn't change. It's just reallocating some of the resources, and I'm getting potentially a blue-chip player for a quarter of what he's worth over the next 4 years by doing this.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're never going to be able to – they're not going to have the roster spaces to use those 12 draft picks.
What you said? You're saying these fifth-round picks, they don't have the roster space now for these players.
No, but what you're doing is you're putting off young players, multiple young players contributing to the team in your scenario for at least 2 years. So,
well, I don't want a lot of young players this year, Jerry. I'm trying to repeat. I want a fourth-round pick on this roster for this year? What are the odds that player is going to help me a lot?
You don't have any choice, right?
Sure,
you may have a tight... Like if they let Goddard go, you may end up with a tight end in the second or third round that can mm-hmm. play right away. Defensive end at the end of the first round is going to play right away. There's no reason you can't get guys that play early. But we just look at it differently. But in order to manage the cap going forward, I don't think there's any chance they would trade all those picks for just one guy who's got an injured foot problem. And think about playing defensive end and having to go around the end. All the pressure on the foot, like that's we've got a bad history of foot injuries with.
Well, that's true. That's a fair point, Jerry. That's a fair point. Sidney Jones with the Eagles. I get that. I mean, I just think there's a chance, Jerry, 3 years from now, if I read off every pick the Eagles make in this draft, and I say you could have those players or Abdul Carter, that 3 years from now, almost everyone would say I'd rather have Abdul Carter if he's as good as people say. I think that's possible.
Look, I haven't been a Howie supporter over the years, but look, he's turned it around on the draft. And you look at the guys he's drafted in middle rounds, like they've done pretty well. And I think at the end of the day, they're going to have such extreme cap problems because they've done such a good job drafting that they have so many guys that are going to get paid or have the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to stash guys on the taxi squad or whatever they call it. I mean, they need these picks.
Well, and that's why they did this, right? That's why they have 20 over the next 2 years. All right, Jerry, what do you got for us for your meal? Your master's meal, you win it, you get to pick. What are we eating?
All right, I'm going with a Philly theme. So my favorite rib place is the Rib Rack up on Bustleton and Tyson in the Northeast.
Oh, I know where it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Best ribs I've had all around the country. So we're going to start with some appetizers, the cheesesteak egg rolls and pretzels. And then we're going to have baby back ribs, brisket, pulled pork, corn muffins, and the other side. And then the best dessert I've ever had is from a restaurant that's not in Bluebell anymore, but a cinnamon bun sliced, kind of grilled so it's warm and gooey with vanilla ice cream in between.
That sounds good, Jerry. That's a good one. Jerry, you're in the mix. He gave us the dessert, too, Hugh. I mean, see, this is the kind of detail we're looking for here. All right, so Jerry brought up some good points there and that they need all this cheap young talent to kind of go with this. Let's see how I want to frame this. Are we a little too confident in how he's drafting now? I'm a Howie guy. I think he's a great executive. But, like, the people that are saying no, including you, Hugh, because you want to use these picks on other players, it's almost like we're assuming he's going to keep hitting on all these picks. Some of these are not going to be hits.
Let me address that, because I don't – it's not so much about me believing in Howie's ability. I look at it when I make the decisions, and I think about some of the decisions that I want to make when it comes to this football team. I'm thinking about the future and being significant as far as relevant. Because at the end of the day, in order to be in position to win a Super Bowl, Joe, you have to be relevant. You have to be a team that consistently wins the 13 to 15 games a year, that puts yourself in position to win your division and be able to play in playoff games.
Sure.
So when I look at this team, I ask myself, okay, we know that this team has a lot of talent, right? We know that putting a guy like Abdul Carter on here will help take that talent to the next level, but at what cost? Because now I'm handicapping myself for the future by living in the now. And I think in order to stay relevant, which the Eagles have done for the past 20 years, they've drafted – fairly well, and they've gotten players that they've hit on, and they've been able to do that every year and not just rely on one guy. It's been like a group of guys. Because when I look at the group that just retired, Fletch, BG, Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce wasn't a high draft pick.
Well, that's one of those you right. When I'm scoffing at the fifth round picks, Jason was a sixth round pick.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And so I look at that. And even though we got Ike Reese's. Ike's a Pro Bowl player. He was a good player.
No, he was, yeah.
Like
I would trade him for Abdul, but he was a good player.
I mean, we've established that. But I look at that and I say that's the longevity of the Eagles. It's not just getting that one guy. The longevity is being able to draft over all these rounds, all these seven rounds, and being able to have examples from each one of those rounds that you drafted a player in that has been a good player. Trent Cole wasn't a really high draft pick.
No, he's a fifth-round pick. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's that's how we look at it. Now, as good as Abdul Carter is, I'm looking at it. And I'm just like, because you got me thinking now, because you're looking at him as the end-all to be-all as far as the talent, the top talent. But what about this defensive end from Marshall, Mike Green? I'm looking at his film, and he looks just – he doesn't have the – he didn't play at a big school like Penn State. But he looks relentless. He looks like he gets off the ball. He looks like a guy that fits into this defense and a versatile player. I'm reading up on Abdul Carter. This is – he was an off-ball linebacker. This is the first year.
Yeah, it's like Micah.
Yeah.
And
that's why they're drawing the comparisons. Yep. He still has some learning to do. And I just look at it like if I can get, say, for instance, I go out and get this Mike Green guy or I get the James Pierce guy, my defense is still going to be good because I have other guys around there that are going to help pick his talent up. And I can add some other young players on this team that could potentially turn into like a Jalix Hunt or a Trent Cole or God forbid, another Jason Kelce. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I look at it, and that's how you stay – that's how you stay relevant in the NFL.
But it's not as fun as Abdul Carter.
No, it's not. It's not. And I get it. And that's why when you say it, it's not crazy. It's not stupid. It's just that it's – I don't think when you talk about the equity of the team, I don't think it's the best move.
I also think because I mean, we're framing it what it is. It's just a way of saying it. The entire draft. This is the least value they have in most drafts, right? They have the last pick in every round, right? Yeah. This isn't the 15th pick in the first round, the 15th pick in the second. They have the last pick in the first four rounds, and they have 4 fifth-round picks. Like, if I just said to you, would you trade 8 draft picks for Abdul Carter, you might say, that's a lot. All right, 4 of those are fifth-round picks. They don't have much value in trades. I'm trading away 32, 64, 96. Beyond that, I mean, these are not super-valued picks. 215, 592, 94, 94, and I'm leaving 12 draft picks to next year. I also think people are just, and maybe not Hugh, but I think a lot of people now assume Howie's got this to where he's not going to miss anymore.
I'd never.
I know.
When I think these thoughts, it's but our Howie's last, never thought.
Some of our callers have said, like, well, Howie's done this and this. And he also might miss some of these fourth and fifths and thirds now. I mean, that's possible. So that those assets aren't really what you think. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls on this. I'm trading our entire draft for Abdul Carter. Would you do it? Yes or no? Your master's meal with your calls. Best answer we got today. And that last one was good with that Cinnabon on the grill there and the ice cream. And we'll play back something Jeff Lurie said at the owner's meeting about the pursuit of back-to-back Super Bowl. Scott Fransky coming up at noon. All your calls, 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about Tasty Cake. Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. They got peanut butter fans' favorite. They got the candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with the creamy layer of peanut butter inside. If you like the simple classics, they got the crimpets, a lightly sponge cake topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, you guys have options for days. You got frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and who can forget the delicious dipping stick flavors? I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes, people.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wake up in the morning, love. The sunlight hurts my eyes. It's one of my favorite songs, man. Something with I want and love. Where's Harry on my mind?
Songbird Douglas.
When I look at you. And I run all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be.
Coming up, Hugh.
Let's go.
Better hit it.
A lovely, lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah, this right here. Oh, this ride.
Who sings this song?
Forgot. Who sings it, but I this is one of my favorite songs. Forgot his name.
Yeah, it's Bill Withers.
Bill died recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know what's
peace,
funny?
Bro.
No, because he sang something else. I think it was What You Won't Do for Love, right? I think that was it.
And nobody yes.
Nobody knew he was white for a long time.
Oh, no, that's Bobby Caldwell.
No, that was by, you're right.
Yeah. Withers is not white.
No, Bobby Caldwell is white. Gotcha. I had it confused. I got
I'm looking Caldwell. At Bill Withers here. I'm like, no, that can't be.
Yeah, Bobby Caldwell.
Bill did pass away in 2020, yeah. 1938 to 2020. Yeah. I think we might start doing karaoke Fridays with Hugh.
I know. I plan on doing karaoke.
No, I mean on the show.
Well, not on the show, but I plan on I want to go to a karaoke night. Living in this big blue world.
Midday show does karaoke night.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could save everybody.
But we have to do it. It has to be an adult karaoke night.
Well,
some kids go to karaoke and they sing. They
You mean kids like young people or like children?
You mean like children?
No, I wasn't anticipating that children would be there.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just making sure.
All right, we'll set this up. 215-592-9494. All right, Abdul Carter, I want him here in Philadelphia. I would offer the entire Eagles draft to move up. I'm thinking 2 or 3. It seems like Cam Ward's locked in as the number one pick with the Titans. The Browns, I mean, they signed Joe Flacco today. They traded for Kenny Pickett.
Joe is winning.
They don't know what they're
Shout
doing.
Shout out to the OGs, man. Shout out to the old people. That is awesome.
I always like Joe Flacco. So maybe the Browns would entertain the idea of the pick. Or the Giants at 3. Whoever. The Patriots. If Abdul Carter's on the board, 2, 3, or 4, I'd offer the entire draft to get him. Yes, 8 picks. Would you? 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas says no. All right, we got a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. And we're giving it away by the best and most creative Masters meal we get. So down at the Masters, they're playing this weekend in Augusta. Last year's winner gets to pick out the dinner they all have before the start of this year. So the best answer we get today of what your Masters meal would be, well, you win. Let's hear Jeff Lurie. He's a winner. I don't know. He could have whatever meal he wants. He's a winner. Talking at the owners' meetings a few weeks ago about the hunger for another Super Bowl, which, of course, Abdul Carter could help with.
But now, I got to say, an interesting sort of look at oneself. I feel like I'm just as hungry, if not more now, for a third. Ever since the parade, I don't know that there's been one day where, you know, we're not discussing something that's in terms of the planning process to try to get a third. It's just nonstop. Now, maybe June, July, there's less one can do. But I find myself, it's a burning desire to get that third, and we'll go from there. That's really, it's an obsession. Maybe it's not healthy, but I think it's worthwhile.
So I was thinking about this. He said that. Like, what does that mean, right? Like, they have a burning obsession to get there. And I think sometimes we talk about the depth of the Eagles, and we don't recognize enough how they got those players. I mean, look at the Eagles roster that just won the Super Bowl. There's a lot of players that were either used a first-round pick to acquire them like A.J. Brown, or they were top 10 players. I mean, Jalen Carter was a top 10 pick. That's a blue-chip prospect. Lane Johnson was the fourth pick in the draft, blue-chip prospect. Saquon Barkley was the second pick in the draft, a blue-chip player. Devontae Smith, a blue-chip player. you know, that where do those players come from? They come from the top of the draft. Abdul Carter could be the next one of those guys. Are you in or are you out on Abdul? I'm all in on Abdul Carter. Aaron is up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron. What's going on?
Hey, Hugh, you have a lot of wisdom today. Don't lose that, please.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, come on. Why tell them that?
they think here's you're enabling me.
Yeah, well, you are enabling him.
No, here's the thing, guys. I just have a quick thing to say on it. I think it's crazy to trade an entire draft for, like Kyle said, he's more of a known, he's the most known guy out of the unknowns. But I think desperate teams do this kind of stuff where they put all their eggs in one basket to get one player instead of spreading it out. I still think they would be able to package picks together, get a Spence, and then even go get, if they wanted to, a Green. You might be able to get both.
Potentially. Like, yeah, but it doesn't have. I mean, Aaron, I'm going to give you it now. It's a different position, and I know you're probably going to say that that's a more important position and it's worth it. I get it. But, you know, were the Kansas City Chiefs a desperate team when they traded multiple ones, when they had Alex Smith and they were a playoff team every year to move up to get Patrick Mahomes? Sometimes smart teams see special players and they say, I want that special player.
Well, right. And I think that that team was, they were, in a sense, they were desperate for a quarterback that could take them farther than Alex Smith was.
Sure.
This defense is still pretty good if they don't get Abdul Carter. And I still think you could get the draft is full of good ends and good tackles. It's rich with that. So I just think, like you said, we're enamored, I think, by the underwear Olympics. I think I would say half of the people have never even seen this guy play.
Well, so maybe. But I don't even care. I don't even know if he participated in the combine. I'm talking about what I watched when I watched Penn State last year. He was the best player on the field. I mean, and they had some good players. I mean, the quarterback's going to be an NFL guy next year. The tight end might be a top 10 pick. He was the best player in the field every time I watched him last year.
Yeah, I just think would it take 8 picks to go up and get him?
So, well, part of it is 4 of those picks the Eagles have are fifth rounders. They're not really valuable picks. So,
but I mean, couldn't it take, like, what do they pick? You said 32. Could it take a first and a second, throw in a fourth, or that, like you said, a fifth, and then throw in one?
I don't know. I mean, because their first is 32, right? So, like, think about how much it takes to get up from 32 to 2 or 3. I mean,
it's going
to
take a lot.
It would take a lot. Yeah, Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. I think people are scared that don't want Abdul Carter. What's the worst that happens?
Of course they are.
What's the worst that happens?
To give up your whole draft for one guy?
Yeah.
The worst that could happen is that he's not as good as you think he is.
I'm going to give you an example.
With all that top.
Big whoop.
All right, I got one for you. Didn't the 49ers kind of do this for Trey Lance?
Yes.
It didn't stop them from getting the Super Bowl after that.
Mm.
They totally whiffed. He was a disaster. And they were smart enough.
They haven't won it, though.
But they got there. But they've been good.
But we beyond just getting there. We
no,
trying
I know.
To win this
but game. I think the Eagles are so good at this that I'm acknowledging you could be right. He could get hurt. It could be a miss. And I still
that
think
foot
they'd
could
be okay.
Be bad.
Sure. I still think they'd be okay.
The Eagles used to. The whole thing with Howie was that we would win in spite of terrible drafts.
Right. I. What are we afraid of, everyone? Go get Abdul.
You're giving up a whole lot.
Oh,
you're afraid of what else you could potentially get.
We went to the Super Bowl the year we drafted Derek freaking Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Super Bowl ring, too.
Oh.
Derek Barnett actually has played okay since he left here.
He's a decent player.
Yeah, but he was not that good here.
He's no Bryce Huff, that's for sure.
He's better than Bryce Huff.
Caught a stray.
He's better.
Caught a stray.
All right, so let's take this next call, which actually might get me to reevaluate my whole opinion today. Big V is in on this. Big V, what's up?
Oh, no.
All right, you're going to hate me for this, but I was in and then wise Hugh talked some sense into me.
Well, this is good news.
Now I feel better. Yeah, you don't want to do this. I'm even stronger that this is the right idea. Go ahead, Big V.
Well, you said what's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one name. Brian Bosworth.
Okay, so he's a bust, so he's bad. Okay, I get it. What if he's the best pass rusher in the last 10 years?
Okay, then I would admit, I would publicly say I was wrong. But, you know, are we going to give away 2 seasons of players for 1 pass rusher? Is that really worth it?
Well, what's 2 seasons? It's 8 picks. A whole draft this year, and then you still have your draft next year.
Okay, 8 picks could last us at least 2 seasons. So that we would basically sacrifice 2 seasons of talent for one person.
But he might be better than all these players combined.
Yes, but he'd only be one man in one position. Versus we've got a lot more positions to fill.
Oh, so the Eagles have a lot of holes. It sounds like the Eagles have a lot of work to do then. Because I've been told by everyone they're fine.
Well, no. Oh. The Eagles core group is fine. There are some key positions that we can either fill with draft because, one, I think we're maybe hitting some salary problems, so we can't acquire some vigilantes. Mm-hmm. But as he said earlier, the Eagles have made it to developing talent that we can win in spite of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to rely on that as the norm because that's most of the time in terms of sports is a deviation from the norm. So eventually at some point in time, our luck runs out. Then what do we have? We've got one good guy in the edge rusher and six other guys who are crap.
Yeah, I get that. But also their drafting luck could run out at some point. Like, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying, Big V, one of these years, Howie's going to have a down draft. And they're going to draft eight players, and six of them aren't going to be very good. That the law of averages says that's going to happen one of these years.
I agree that the law of averages says that that's going to happen, but it doesn't have to happen this year.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Could. Doesn't have to happen.
So if we keep on course with what we're doing, we stand a really good chance of, one, getting to success and then proving me right that they have built this Eagles team to be a dynasty.
Oh, well, I hope you're right on that. Big V, what do you got for us? What's your meal down in Augusta?
Okay, let's start with Amos Caviar.
Okay. Ooh, he's going
fancy. Fancy. All right, caviar.
We're going to move on to some Kobe beef.
Okay.
Kobe.
Mataki mushrooms.
Shiitake.
Shiitake, yes.
Not. You said mataki.
Shiitake, okay. Mataki, you know.
Even I knew that.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, yeah, okay. Let's go with some bluefin tuna.
Bluefin. Oh, look at this.
Okay.
Bird's nest soup.
Bird's nest soup.
Yes, and my favorite for dessert, Mankuka honey.
You went real fancy.
You're getting out of control. What are you saying?
I want to know what these
things are. Big V over here. Real fancy stuff. All right, Big V, we appreciate it. What was that honey? Hakuna Matata honey? What was the end of it?
Hakuna
Matata honey? I don't even know what that is. It's probably really expensive. Let's go to John in Allentown. What's up, John?
Hey, let me stop my watch. Sorry, fellas, I'm running.
You're good. What are we doing? Are we doing miles? So a couple miles? 3 miles? 4 or 5? 2?
10.
10? Whew.
Trying to get 8-minute miles.
That's a heck of a run, John. Good stuff.
I'm there so far. All right, guys.
All right.
Here's the problem with trading your whole draft for Abdul Carter. I actually saw him play a lot.
So you're a Penn State fan, alum, something, either?
Yes, both.
Okay.
And my son went to Penn State. My friend played football at Penn State. I saw him play a lot.
Are you not as high on him as others?
No, he don't have the motor to get through. As soon as he gets muted by a big guy, he goes down, man.
You mean kind of like Micah Parsons?
Kind of like Micah Parsons, exactly.
I mean, hold on. Okay, John, I respect your opinion and your views on, and you obviously watch him a lot. If he turns into Micah Parsons. That's a good thing.
I mean, some of Micah Parsons. We don't want the loser stuff.
No, the good player stuff.
See, okay.
The one thing about that he doesn't have like Micah Parsons is the power, the raw power. When Micah hits you hard and comes straight at you, he can hit you with power and knock you off your balance. Abdul doesn't have that. I watched it. He doesn't have it.
For my view, I feel like Mike has grown more into his body since he got in the league. I mean, he didn't have quite this power when he was at Penn State. I mean, otherwise he would have been a higher pick. I mean, John, you remember this. People didn't even realize Parsons could rush the quarterback. They thought he was an off-the-ball linebacker. That's why he lasted to, like, the 11th pick?
No, he lasted to the 11th pick.
Yeah.
Because he sat out.
Well, yeah, that was part of it.
The whole year
before.
But he was I saw him play the year before, and he was a animal. I mean, he was not blockable by one person, but
all right. So you're not so much against the concept. You just don't think Abdul is quite as great. All right, I get it.
You don't want to give up everything for him.
Yeah, I get that. Right. All right, John, what do you got for us? What's your meal? I'm sure you're hungry after all this running here. What's your meal at the Masters?
Dude, straight up Chinese buffet.
I kind of like that.
You know what? I like that one too. I like that. And you know what's funny? At the Masters, they have a lot of buffets. They got a lot of buffets.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, I saw them. I didn't, not on the grounds, but yeah. in Augusta. Inside?
John, that's a good one, man. Good luck with the rest of your run. We'll get you the mixed surprise. Straight up Chinese buffet. I like that. All right. Let's go to, let's grab Tom in Abington here talking about Abdul. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Tom, what's up, buddy?
What it do, Lamont Hugh?
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
So your real name is Lamont?
My middle name is Lamont.
Oh, the middle name.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my middle name. That's what they call me when I go home. Nobody calls me Hugh at home. They call me Lamont.
Oh, okay, because they're all fugazi on the afternoon show. They all use fake names. I was just wondering, you know. But I got to see these Carters next to each other, okay? So while it is intriguing, and I've thought about it a lot, and yeah, I'd probably do it. I would dump these 8 picks for Carter. Why can't we just, I don't know, say maybe 4 picks this year or 4 picks next year?
So you could. Now, Tom, I actually think that could hurt the Eagles more, though, right? Every pick they have this year, or at least their picks, right? Not the ones that they traded for, you know, the fifth rounders. But, like, their picks are all the last pick of the round. I mean, unless we are sure they're going to repeat again, those picks next year are going to be worse, right? You know what I mean? Like, they might be the 27th, 28th, 29th pick. So you could do that. But I see your point. You want to diversify it so you at least get some other players this year.
Yeah, because you still have some holes on the team. Yeah. I mean, they're going to wind up trading Goddard. They're going to need another tight end, safety. You know, there's a couple other holes, so they definitely have to address them. But I do think that if you put the Carters together, that gives us a pretty damn good chance of repeating.
It does. I mean, they'd be the best young defensive duo in the whole league. I mean,
oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And Joe, I got to tell you, I tried to tell the camera this morning, he couldn't get it through his stick head. They need to put Schwarber in the leadoff or in the four hole and leave him there.
Yes.
He's the only guy that produces there. Whenever they put someone else in the four hole, they sink.
Tom, I've been Schwarber leadoff guy for years, but they're starting to have a new issue that I think you might be right. The only guy that could solve it is Schwarber. If Castellanos, who tried it last night, if he struggles, we know Bohm is struggling, teams are going to stop pitching Harper just totally. I mean, he might get the Barry Bonds treatment soon where he gets walked in the third inning of games.
Yeah, just look at Casty. I mean, he started out with his hair on fire this year. They put him in the four hole last night, and what, 0-for-5?
With 5 strikeouts. Like, 5 strikeouts.
Is there even a name for that? I know there's a golden sombrero, but what would that be?
You know what? We might have to come up with our own name. Hugh, I don't know what that would be. The golden sombrero is 4 strikeouts. 5. We need to come up with a something for 5 strikeouts. All right, Tom, what do you got for us for your Masters meal? If you won the Masters, you get to pick the meal everyone eats. What are we having?
All right, we're going to go a little surf and turf with you guys here, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got some Alaskan King crab legs, okay? Mm. You got to have your bacon, Hugh, wrapped filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
That's right.
That's how the fancy people say it.
Then you're going to have some corn on the cob with some crispy asparagus, baked potato.
I like asparagus. Me too.
With bacon, like chives, and sour cream. And then for dessert, let's go a nice chocolate lava cake.
That's a heck of a meal, Tom. Tom, sounds like you got some good taste there. Tom, good phone call.
I love
lava cake.
Lava
sounds
man.
Pretty good.
Lava cake's great.
Yeah.
Asparagus done well. I'm with
asparagus.
You, Hugh. It's done well.
I like asparagus.
And then the bacon wrapped, what'd you call it?
Filet mignon. Filet mignon.
I don't know, man. King of the Hill might be the Chinese buffet right now.
Right. There was something so simple about it. Because we're thinking so fancy and so many... straight up Chinese buffet. Like,
nothing specific. Just a buffet.
Well, I mean, Chinese buffets have a lot of different options.
Right. It's versatile.
It's some really good food.
A lot of variety.
I've had some really good buffets in Atlanta. They got some really good Chinese buffets.
It also kind of goes with Hugh's, like, he's going to make people uncomfortable, ruffle some feathers, like, just Chinese.
No, that's
buffet.
Why I was with it. Yeah. I like that. I like that. I like, you know, because people are like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Well, that, imagine.
You're having a buffet.
Imagine the reaction if whoever wins the Masters this year, right? Next year they come and they're like, you know what? I want a Chinese buffet. Roll out all the, there'd be a little upheaval over that. 215-592-9494. Here's what we got coming up, rest of the show. We will get to, as we do every day, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. And we got ourselves a new position the Eagles are linked to. We'll get to that coming up. Scott France going to join us. Hopefully Scott's had a couple cups of coffee. He had to work late last
night.
Well, I don't even know what time they got, because they had to fly from Atlanta to St. Louis. So who knows?
I'm assuming they got a charter. Yeah, so but, they got the charter waited or whatever.
But at what time do you think they even got out of there? The game ended 12:53 a.m.
About 3 o'clock.
So that means get to St. Louis at what, 6?
Yeah. And he probably, you know, he's probably groggy. He's probably trying to get as much sleep as he possibly can.
You think he's going
to
be a little grouchy today?
He's probably is.
So are we going to wake up Scott Fransky next? We might. I mean,
he probably hate that he got to talk to us today.
These guys are calling me at noon. It's unbelievable. All right, Scott Fransky joins us next.
Get his Abdul Carter take.
Yeah, we could try. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, and we'll get to you people later in the show as well. 215-592-9494. All right, some Phillies talk with Scott Fransky. Phillies lose 2 out of 3 to the Atlanta Braves. What did Scott think about the switch with Alec Boehm down in the order? How about Jesus Luzardo as well? We haven't spent much time on him today, but he pitched really, really well again last night. The Phillies look like, you know, for as much as Dave Dombrowski may have not have done this offseason with left field, with center field, with the bullpen, the Luzardo trade looks like a big one. Your calls on everything, including Abdul Carter. Would you trade the entire Eagles draft to go get him? I would. A 1, a 2, 3, 4, and the 4 picks in the 5th round, I would do it in a heartbeat. And your Masters meal. If you won the Masters, you got to pick the meal everyone eats down there. What are you picking? Best answer we get today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Scott, next in your calls. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and every drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I had a bet on Colin Morikawa to win this thing. I might have to jump in there and bet another golfer right now. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some greens at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.